Let us, excuse me, let us pray together the prayer of the day. O God of power and might, your Son shows us the way of service, and in him we inherit of your grace. Give us the wisdom to know what is right and the strength to serve the world you made. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. And as our lector comes up, go ahead. I just wanted to tell you that I say the prayer of the day because I think you get more out of it when you participate in it. And that's the thing that kind of sets the whole thing for the service. So, thank you.
Our first reading today is from the book of Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will search sheep and will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among the scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep, rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on rich pasture of the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you pushed with the shoulder and butted all the weak animals with your horns until you scattered them far and wide. I will save my flock, and I'll no longer be ravaged, and I will judge between sheep and sheep. I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant shall be prince among them. The Lord have spoken. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 95 today. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods.
In your hand are the inhabitants of the earth, but the hills are also yours.
The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Our second reading is of Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints, and for this reason not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of God, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that, with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurableness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and denomination, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, him, the head over all things for the church, which is the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Word of God, word of life.
Blessed is the one one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. And the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand, and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and food? Or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick and or in prison and visited you?' The king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick, in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?' Then he answered them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Christ. Please be seated. Ah, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm so excited about getting into the sermon that I forgot we have a children's sermon or a Bible time first. And I knew about it. I just, you know, I get in the midst of things and I get a little out of track. Here, I actually am ready for this. Okay, now you know what Sunday this is? Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's a Sunday after Thanksgiving. And the lesson today that I just read about the gospel lesson, what happened in Dory? What do you remember from that?
He was thankful that they gave him food.
Yes. He was thankful that they gave him food. Who was thankful? God, Jesus. All right. And what's the scary part in that story that you heard?
He was in prison?
Well, yeah, it's scary being in prison. But what happened when he was in prison? Visited him. Is that what you said?
No, he's sick.
Sick? Oh, well, sick too, yeah. How you doing? Okay. I will remember that. Yeah, I tell you, kids always do this. I can't even think of it, but it's like the children shall inherit the kingdom of God. It's just that you should have seen the smile on his face. It just melted my heart. Okay, well, now this Sunday, this worship service is called Christ the King Sunday. So who is the King? God, through Jesus Christ. Because God, who is God and Jesus, what's the relationship? Go ahead, 1 second. God's Son, is that what you said? Yeah. I couldn't hear you, but I read lips that time. I forgot my hearing needs today. I mean, I'm just... Anyway, Jesus is God's Son, right? And God sent Jesus to save us and to love us and show us God's love and help us find the way that God wants for us. And so this is the King Sunday, and we're going to sing a song about the King, about Christ being the King. And this is kind of it's a spiritual, and it's hymn 439 in your hymnals. But guys, you can just learn it real quick, okay? Because it starts off with the first verse, soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Can you say that? Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. And the next line and the next line is the same, a little different tune. But we'll go ahead and start it up, okay? Everyone,
soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King.
No more crying there.
Crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to see the King.
No more dying there.
No more dying there. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to see the King.
Just three verses. Thank you. Thanks for coming up. And you know what? I think you're going to enjoy the last part of the sermon. All right? There's a story, and you listen to it. Pretty good. All right? Thank you. Usually I can't find my hymnal. Now I got hymnals all over the place. So, so today is Christ the King Sunday. And the title of the sermon is this:
What kind
of King is Christ? What kind of King is Christ? Bible story tells, but Is this good news or is it bad news? Well, let's take a close look. Christ the King will come in glorious power and separate the nations. He does this as a shepherd separates sheep from goats. You see, during the day, the sheep and goats graze together in the pasture. At night, at the end of the day, they are separated. How will Christ determine which of us are sheep and which of us are goats? I know I'm a goat, but, you know. During the day, they graze together in the pasture, like I said. So how will Christ determine which is which? The determining factor is, do we give Jesus a drink, food, or clothes, or welcome him, or visit him? Those judged say, when did we see you thirsty and give you a drink? And Jesus answers, when you do it to the ones you consider least desirable, you do it to me. Now, this is the same, did we see you? That's the same response in both groups. A theology professor wondered about something one Sunday. He said, what would happen if I let my beard grow for about 6 and ate onions and wear torn clothes and sit on the church steps as people went to the church building? Then, at the proper time of the service, I get up, go altar, and preside at the Lord's Supper. How would people react? Well, the professors do a lot of wondering, but that's... Jesus surprises those who are on the left. Jesus surprises those not in the kingdom. Well, in the town I first served, as a pastor in Nebraska, deepest part of Nebraska, you take the map and you fold it in half this way and fold it in half that way and open it up, and it's right there where the two creases meet, Broken Bow, Nebraska. And I lost my place, but I'll get it. Okay, here we go. They knock on doors, this one church, different denomination, not Lutheran, and they knocked on doors and they say to the people when they open the door, if you die tonight, will you go to heaven? And they were certain of their answers. They didn't leave any room for surprise or doubt. And yet those in Jesus' parable who were judged not with God were surprised. They thought they had all their bases covered. They say, Jesus, you say we were you hungry and didn't feed you. When did we? If we knew it was you, God's chosen one, we would have baked a cake. Jesus answers, sorry. When you turned your back on the least of my brothers and sisters, you turned your back on me. And they are told, get away from me, you will burn in the eternal fire. While Jesus sounds like a strict judging king, this judgment is a heavy load for us to take. We feel uneasy with judgment. None of us likes to be judged wrong or judged to be bad. The message of this story appears to be, you better serve the needy or you will burn in Hades. This is a scary challenge, King. This doesn't sound like very good news. In my seminary preaching class, we were assigned 2 gospel readings, and we had to try to find the good news and the challenge in both. See, Lutherans preach law and gospel. The law shows us our sin. The gospel shows us our Savior. So we try to find the good news, the gospel part, and the law part in both. Well, one reading the parable of the prodigal son, one reading was the prodigal son, and the good news is easy to find there. The father accepts back the greedy, scrupulous son unconditionally. That's good news for him. But what is the challenge to the prodigal son? That is hard to find in that parable. Well, in the parable, the sheep and the goats, it's easy to find the challenge. Give to the needy, and each of them you're giving to is Jesus. But what is the good news? Let's see if we can find it. First, Christ is a king who overcomes the barriers to a healthy life. We got a taste of it in the "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall inherit the earth," and the different beatitudes. I put the back one half, not with the wrong half, but anyway. Is the good news? Well, the first, Christ is a king who overcomes the barriers to a healthy life. We don't have to be afraid of the poor or of being poor in God's kingdom, and this is good news. Secondly, Christ surprises the truly righteous. Likewise, we may not realize we are feeding and clothing Christ now. We, when members of this congregation give to your local food pantry or to the ELCA World Hunger Appeal or to disasters such as what Jan was doing, and through all of your help, when you do those things, you feed Christ. When you give to local clothing drives, a neighbor in need, give them some clothes and coat or things that you don't, you know, that they need more than you do, or sponsor a family Christmas, we clothe Christ. As this congregation welcomes new visitors to worship, and it's newcomers to this community to worship with us, we invite Christ. As we visit a neighbor in the hospital or who is sick at home, we visit Christ. Make friends with ex-convicts or lawbreakers that pay their debt to society, we befriend Christ. And it's good news to hear these simple, natural things you already do, what Christ desires of us. And this is good news for a beer-drinking Iowa who gave me a ride when my Chevy Suburban broke down years ago. My tire was flat, so I took it off, went to put on the spare, which was flat. I didn't know what to do. I was a stranger to this man, and yet he pulled up and offered me a ride to the service station and let me load my flat tire into his trunk. And I got in the car with him, and we went driving to the service station, and he was drinking a can of beer at the time. And he said to me, "Hey, would you like a beer?" And I said, "No, no, that's all right." At least that's boring, and I'm sticking to it. I'm looking at a police officer in back as I say this. No, really, I did turn him down. I'm just having fun with you. Okay. After waiting with me to have my spare tire fixed, he drove me back and helped me change the tire. Well, to his surprise, Jesus will say, "Welcome into my kingdom, for when I was a stranded traveler, you went out of the way for me." It's good news that God built the foundation of the world on Christ's way. This is the way the world's supposed to work, how God intends. The world is not intended to be dog. I'll climb to the top no matter how many people I have to step on to get there, or I'll show you how much more righteous I am than you are, or we'll welcome Jesus in a three-piece business suit, but we won't welcome those bums. These attitudes are separate from God's kingdom. They make our hearts burn with fear and anger. These attitudes put a barrier between Christ and us. But it doesn't have to be that way. Christ's words judge us now. They offer healing for a broken world now. Through Christ also has the final word over the world. Despite apparent setbacks, Christ King. Through Jesus, God has the final judgment on this world. This parable I like to tell tells us what kind of judge God will be. So this is the part you can listen to, kids, all right? At the end of all time, all the people who ever lived were brought together before God to be judged for their life on this earth. They were assembled on the vast grassy plain before the great throne of God. But they weren't a happy crowd. They were murmuring amongst themselves, not at all sorry for the wrongs they have done this earth. They had complaints to make. One of the groups was Jews. Millions of them had been persecuted. Some of them lost their lives in ovens and gas chambers. 6 million of them. How could God judge them? What could God know of the suffering they had been through? Who was this God that he should be their judge? Well, another group was slaves, hosts of them, black people with hands on their brows who had suffered indignities at the hands of those who call themselves God's people. What could they know? What could God know of what they had been through? How could God judge them? There were refugees from their lands, homeless people with nowhere to lay their heads. There were poor folks who never could make ends meet when they lived on this earth. There were sick folks, hungry folks, hundreds of groups, each with a complaint against the Almighty who sat on his throne presuming to judge them. Oh, how lucky God was to live in heaven, where there was goodness and light, no tears, no inhumanity, no hunger. What could God know, living a protected life of paradise, what people were forced to endure on earth? So from each group, a leader was chosen and a mission appointed to draw up the case against the Almighty. And the verdict was simple. The conclusion was that before God could be qualified to be their judge, God must endure what they had endured. So instead of God judging them, they judged God. And the verdict was that God be sentenced to live on earth as a human with no safeguards to protect his divinity. And here is a list of particulars. 1, let him be born a Jew. 2, let the legitimacy of his birth suspect. 3, give him hard work to do and poverty that he might know the pinch. 4, let him be rejected by his own people. 5, give him for friends only those held in contempt. 6, let him be betrayed by one of his friends. 7, let him be indicted on false charges, tried before a prejudiced jury, and convicted by a cowardly judge. 8, let him be abandoned by his friends and see what it is terribly alone. 9, let him be tortured. And finally, 10, let him die at the hands of his enemies. As each group pronounced its sentence on God, great cheers of it went up from the crowd. When the last had spoken, there was long silence. One by one, those who had pronounced it got up and left quietly. No one uttered a word or a sound. There was silence in all heaven, for everyone suddenly realized that God had already freely chosen to serve that sentence in Jesus Christ. What kind of king is Christ? Jesus Christ is a king that identifies with the least of us. And that's good news. Jesus Christ gives his life so that we might count it among the righteous and pass into eternal life. Jesus does this not because of what we do, but because of what Christ does for us and through us. That's the kind of king Christ is. And that's why we worship and serve Christ, our King. Amen. We'll continue with hymn 826. Please stand. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of the earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, ascended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Welcoming God's reign of righteousness and mercy, let us pray with people of every time, place. Almighty God, your merciful rule encompasses all the world. As we gather for worship in safety, we pray for places where the church is persecuted. Watch over your people as a witness to your good news. Lord, in your mercy, give bountiful pastures, safety, and health to herds, livestock, and all animals, Lord. May our care for all creation reflect your shepherding love for all that you have made. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for international organizations that shine your light in place of strife. Lead relief and aid workers, leaders, and volunteers to seek the lost and provide safety. Lord, in your mercy, bind up the injured and strengthen the abused or the ill. Especially, we pray for Ruth, Eric, Mary, Levon, and friends and family of Delma. Give wisdom to counselors, doctors, and nurses, and all in professions that provide healing. Lord, in your mercy, shepherd churches to welcome the stranger and immigrant in our midst. Call all to welcome, clothe, feed, and those in need, just as you have provided for the lost and despairing throughout the ages. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks for those celebrating birthdays and anniversaries this week. Marv, Jessica, Rick, Connor, Elizabeth, Phil, Rachel, Gunnar, Melissa, Dave, Andy, and Phil and Julie. Give us hope to which you call us, our glory inheritance with all your saints. Enrich our lives with the faith and vision of those saints who have died. Lord, in your mercy, receive these prayers and the hopes and concerns of our hearts, O God, as we entrust into your loving care all for whom we pray, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Christ's peace with those around you. Let us pray together the offertory prayer. Creator God, you make everything and you provide for every need. The bread we break and the wine we pour come from you. As we eat and drink with thanksgiving, fill us with your love. Let that love flow us to others. Join us to the saints before us in a holy and boundless commute through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Sovereign God, will you give us a foretaste of the great feast to come? Keep us faithful to you, that with all your saints may at length celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Yes.
The love of God surrounds you, the grace of Christ release you, and the Holy Spirit be your guide and strength now and forevermore.
Amen.